By the first decade of the 20th century, Newport, Washington had already become a bustling town that served as a regional rail hub and a gateway to commerce with Idaho via the Newport Ferry. Yet in an age rapidly dominated by automobiles and trucks, the region lacked one vital transportation link, a vehicular bridge across the Ponderay River. In 1913, the Washington legislature passed a measure to construct a bridge linking Newport with Old Town, Idaho, but Governor Ernest Lister vetoed the bill, determining that the state would not be justified in expending $50,000 on the project. In 1920, private entities erected Ponderay County's first vehicular bridges at Usk and Medellin Falls, but no viable bridge plan had yet developed for Newport. Finally, in 1926, the establishment of the Federal Numbered Highway System hastened the need for an interstate bridge. Construction began that year on a bridge connecting U.S. Highway 2 between Newport and Old Town. Opened in 1927, the interstate bridge linked Washington's Ponderay Highway with Idaho's Clark Fork Highway. The section of road was also part of the National Parks Highway and the Theodore Roosevelt International Highway. Truly interstate in its execution, the Washington State Highway Department prepared the bridge design while the Idaho Department of Public Works oversaw the construction. However, because of terrain, the bridge was sited entirely in Idaho, just south of the point where the Ponderay River marks the state boundary. Regardless, the bridge benefited commerce for both states, particularly Newport's Humbrid Lumber Company and the logging industry more generally. Built of steel and Medellin Falls concrete, the 1,246-foot-long bridge included electric lighting and a timber plank sidewalk, features that set it apart from other Ponderay River bridges. The bridge served the region for 60 years before being replaced by the Old Town Bridge in 1988, a time when traffic volume of nearly 60,000 vehicles per day strained the original structure's capacity.